Dan Quinn spoke a little earlier today, was asked about the trade deadline coming up. I think Scott Abraham from Channel 7 asked him. And I think DQ has done a really good job of deferring that question.
Smart man.
Because he's like, that's up to Adam. Adam deals with that.
Yep. Stop asking me those damn questions.
He did say that, you know, this is the time of year where there's a lot of phone calls going around. Doesn't necessarily mean there will be a lot of deals going down. But undeniable that the trade deadline has become far more significant in the NFL than it used to be.
In recent years, yeah.
It used to be nothing. And now in the last five-ish years, honestly, you know when I think a lot of this really started? And I don't know that we could actually track this, but when the Rams won their Super Bowl late that season, they traded for Von Miller, who was excellent. And I think they might have traded for – and maybe they traded for Odell Beckham too, didn't they? Maybe Beckham was even, like, released or something.
Beckham was hurt, like, most of the year when he went there first time.
I think
– But it's gotten more they've gotten a little bit busier. But ultimately, I still believe that when teams are very, very close, they jump and they do stuff. Because every year you're going to see Kansas City doing something. And they are really a player or two away from being there all the time. Hell, they've been there for the last, three of the last five or whatever. Right now, teams going to ask questions, look at it. But I don't know if anybody's going to do as much as the Rams did before.
No, so I mean that year, the Rams traded for Von Miller, and basically Odell Beckham had complained enough that he got his release from Cleveland to then he signed with the Rams basically.
Uh-huh.
So he got released, and then he was traded, and then he was able to sign with LA. But LA did kind of change. I mean, they kind of changed a lot of the mindset, which now almost seems like they almost regret because of
now they're stuck.
I wouldn't. I think the Rams, when you think about teams that could get hot late in the year, the Rams right now are one game back of the Cardinals, and I think they beat them head to head. Like the Cardinals are 4-4, the Niners are 4-4, the Seahawks are 4-4, and the Rams are 3-4. So that whole thing is kind of just stacked up in the NFC West. But Brian, we had this conversation like 2 weeks ago because a bunch of receivers got traded. There have since been more receivers get traded. The Ravens add Deontay Johnson, who's a real speedster. That one's interesting to me because his reputation in Pittsburgh, where they're able to deal with anybody, Tomlin has a track record of dealing with anybody. Mm-hmm. He kind of didn't want to deal with Deontay Johnson. But it's not like the Ravens don't know the Steelers well, and they're willing to take him on. Maybe the Ravens just have enough senior leadership. And
Harbaugh is very similar to what Tomlin is. Maybe a little harder, but he's not going to really put up with you very long. But I think that they have a leadership group over there that's good enough to get him in line.
Well, and maybe you know coming into Baltimore with Lamar and Derrick Henry and Kyle Hamilton and just the amount of star power they have that, like, all right, I'm just going to roll with this. Like, I will shut up because evidently he's coming in to be the third wideout, and you already have Bateman and Zay Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff will kind of prove itself.
Yeah.
But my question, they're a week out now, less than a week. They're 5 days out or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's next Tuesday. It's election day. Should they be making a move?
I don't see a move that they can make right now that's going to make them drastically better. I think that they've been improving enough. Now, I would say a pass rusher could help. That helps any damn team. And I think their move is not going to be just try to fill a position. Can you fill a position with someone that you're going to have for some years? I don't think no move should be made of somebody that's going to come in this year and then they're gone next year.
Listen to the names that have already been traded this year. Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Deontay Johnson, Cam Akers, Uche from the Pats to the Chiefs. it's I don't know that a big move is going to happen, but
what would you consider a big move?
A starter. Get another starter. Whether it's a pass rusher, a corner, another wide out. I could see a depth move happening. But to your point, Adam Peters has been crystal clear that he wants to build through the draft. Mm-hmm. I think the moves we have seen, getting rid of Jahan Dotson for a pick at the top of the list, and then all the veterans that were brought in on pretty much short-term deals, like, I don't think they're going to get off that stance. Frankly, I'm not sure they should. Mm-hmm. But there is, you know, there is some – it's a finite resource, man. You've got a good team. And who knows, a year from now you could just be stuck by injuries like the Niners. Or 2 years from now you got to pay different people. Like, you never want to not push all in. But I think in their minds – they've already gone all in for this team. You know, like, there's a separation there.
But see, the thing of it, the way I get caught in that, I know every time we get the trade deadline, everybody wants to see people move. You know what could happen? Stephon Diggs. You can trade for a guy and he'll be hurt the next game. So ultimately, you'll be stuck with what you have. And if you feel your team is improving and everybody has been together and your chemistry is building, Why go out and mess that up? Now, I understand about trying to get better players, but I've been around football a long time. Just plug in one guy, for the most part, that doesn't work.
And I wonder if they had a big injury or something. Like, I understand why Minnesota adds a tackle, because they've got a good team, and you just had a major injury at the position.
I mean, see, when you look at the people that have made moves thus far, the better teams that have basically lost somebody. If the Lions go rush and try to get a big-time pass rusher, you can understand that. They lost a damn good one, you know?
Right.
But I think a lot of times when you start a season and you have a certain mindset and you start having a level of success, the overall thought process is, oh, we could go do it all right now. And sometimes you forget those things can happen too. You know, and if you build it for the long haul and you happen to have some success along the way, you have it. But it's not a necessity.
When you're, there's also the point, and I think you said this, like, they're 6-2 with a top five offense and a top 10 defense.
Yeah.
What if, honestly, I mean, you talk about a receiver, wanting to add a receiver. I've said all along, so when it happens, credit me, that I think for Luke McCaffrey and for Ben Sennett, if when those guys come on, it would be a second half of the season type thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of times you see receivers, you see rookies kind of start to figure it out second half of the season.
Yeah,
that is now going forward. Like, it's entirely possible Luke can even emerge as a number two wideout.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want or expect significant pass rush help, right? Because I hear this one a lot. Dexter, the Giants aren't moving. Just looking at, like, the top 10, top 15 type players, there's not a lot of dudes that are on teams where they'd move them. And then the guys that are actually young enough, there's no chance they're going to move them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could talk about Crosby. The owner came out specifically and said no. Hendrickson with the Bengals. But the Bengals are trying to climb back in this thing too. And Will Anderson was the number two overall pick last year. They're not moving off him in Houston, who's 6-2. Mm-hmm. Will McDonald's kind of an interesting one with the Jets. But
normally, when you see
the way Aaron Rodgers is running the show up there, they ain't trading away. They'd be trading for.
when you see a guy that you would want on your team, the team that has him saying, I'm not letting him go. Unless you just go make a ridiculous offer. And they go, yeah, we can't pass this up. You think that's going to happen coming from this scene?
No. I think of players that could potentially be available. Trayvon Walker, right? I don't think he's available. It's a former number one overall pick that's probably in his – what year is Trayvon in? His third season? They got two more years of team control. Cheap.
Yeah.
A guy, Za'Darius Smith, maybe. He's 32. Yeah. Like, that's a dude. Cleveland stinks. Maybe they're looking. Honestly, if these guys are in full self-preservation mode, but the Giants should be looking to trade assets. I don't think they're going to.
Nah.
But, dude, what would Dexter Lawrence get you on the trade
Didn't
block
he get
right
signed
now?
Like a year or two ago?
Yeah. Yeah. He's paid. He's under contract. But that team's terrible.
I guarantee anybody, some major players would love to have that one. And then that's another thing you got to be concerned about. When you start reaching out to a guy and another team catch wind of it, you might pay way more than you want to pay. And I have seen it time and time again in this area. We always want to be involved with every trade, and then we don't want to give away. Now, if we can get him for this, when you start trying to low play a major trade around this time, you're not getting it. And you can't be serious about it.
We will all watch and learn together as it relates to the Commanders trade deadline.